I needed greater peace. I did. This week's snow reminded me, the snow we got here in our area, the big snow that we got, reminded me of a Christmas a bunch of years ago when my wife Nancy and I were living out in the Midwest, and we traveled back here to the East, and toward the end of Christmas week, leading up into New Year's, we got stranded here in Pennsylvania with a great big snowstorm. And we got stranded with a house full of family. Now, family is great, right? Fabulous, right? But we got stranded with a house full of family, a couple of dogs, some dating family members, not yet family members, and so it was great. I mean, it was this kind of great big several day sleepover. We were buried at the end of a cul-de-sac, over 2.5 feet of snow. There was no getting out. Again, family's great, right? Until it's not, right? And here we were, all of us stuffed in this house, couple dogs, a boyfriend who was dating my sister-in-law, all this jazz. And then after a couple of days, it was not so great. It was full of stress. Everybody was on each other's nerves. Wow. We lacked peace. We lacked peace big time. And finally, my brother-in-law and I went out. There were no snowplows coming to this cul-de-sac. We were down on like the D list or E list of priority roads to get plowed. And finally, my brother-in-law and I went out and we took shovels. We had no snowblower. We took shovels and we spent hours digging out of the cul-de-sac to free ourselves. That's how badly we needed peace. Peace. It can seem so elusive. I need greater peace right now. I do. I bet you do too. Too many of us right now, we find ourselves worked up inside and outside over health concerns. In our own lives, in family members' lives, in our community at large and around the globe. And we need greater peace. We need it on behalf of others that are lacking resources right now, or people who are at the end of their rope with anxiety right now. All of us, we need greater peace. I mean, the holiday season is usually a stress-filled time, right? But add to it the salsa, the hot salsa of 2020 and a pandemic and financial crises and ongoing political turmoil and all of the internal chaos and the external chaos that comes with that, both near to home and globally. And we find ourselves in so many ways needing greater peace. Here's this morning's big message. Here's what I believe God wants us to walk with this morning. Here it is. Jesus came, God with us. Jesus came, God with us, to bring us his peace. King Jesus came, God with us, to bring us his peace. Mary and Joseph needed peace. And they were discovering deep truths from their interaction with the angel. We saw it together last week. Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 say, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. It's a miracle, that deep, deep miracle we learned about last week. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. He will save his people from their sins. This instruction helps us see that night he was born, the real Christmas tree was already in view. God the Father picked a Christmas tree for his own son, the cross itself on which Jesus would take your sins and mine, that cross, that tree. 1 Peter 2 and verse 24 says, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. He picked that tree in order to save us. He picked that tree in order to bring us his peace. His life given there would give us new life. Wonderfully reimagined life, both now and for all eternity. Matthew himself makes a further connection with the story. He says in verses 22 and 23, note it, verse 22, all this took place, Matthew, this is Matthew commenting, he says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Who do you always need to go road tripping with you? Anybody else? You like road tripping? You know what I'm talking about? Who needs to be in the vehicle going road tripping with you? Well, for me, love of my life, Nancy Lynn's got to be with me. She knows how to run the Maps app. And on top of that, she knows the best place. She knows how to sniff out good food wherever we go. And she knows how to keep things lively and full of laughter. And she knows how to bring it back to serious when we better get on task and get there. And she knows that whole mix like that. And my own sons and the dear ones in their lives. I love road tripping. These are my people. I love road tripping with them because they make all the difference in the trip. God with us. God with us. Think about it. The God of all the universe, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, desired more than anything else to go road tripping through life with you. Yes, to do the journey of life with you. It's why he sent his son Jesus. God with us. To make the journey. It was personal application of a God-centered life all across the Old Testament with numerous biblical characters. Noah, Abraham, Hagar, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Joshua, Ruth, plus so many others. All across the story, again and again, this thick, brilliant, colorful, big, painted brushstrokes of God with each one of those characters and God's people all across the story. It's one of those thick threads, big brushstrokes with deep colors. Watch this. Watch this and let your own anticipation grow. Watch it. God with us. God with us to propel us forward on the journey, to road trip with us, and to bring us his peace. It's powerful. I mean, soak that in. Right here, Matthew recognizes the unmistakable link between Jesus' birth and prophecy from Isaiah 7 and verse 14. Isaiah 7 and verse 14. A child born to remind the Israelites and King Ahaz back in Isaiah's day that God was with them and would care for them and would continue to be with them. In Watch for the Light, William Willimon clarifies with rich insight. Willimon says, among the most familiar Christmas texts is the one in Isaiah. The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, Isaiah 7:14. Less familiar is its context. Isaiah has been pleading with King Ahaz to put his trust in God's promise to Israel rather than in alliances with strong military powers like Syria. If you will not believe, you shall not be established, Isaiah warns Ahaz in verse 9. Then the prophet tells the fearful king that God is going to give him a baby as a sign. A baby. Isn't that just like God? Ahaz must have thought that to himself. What Ahaz needed with Assyria breathing down his neck was a good army, not a baby. This is often the way God loves us, with gifts we thought we didn't need, which transform us into people we don't necessarily want to be. With our advanced degrees, armies, government programs, material comforts, and self-fulfillment techniques, we assume that religion is about giving a little of our power in order to confirm to ourselves that we are indeed as self-sufficient as we claim. Then this stranger comes to us, blesses us with a gift, and calls us to see ourselves as we are, empty-handed recipients of a gracious God who, rather than leave us to our own devices, gave us a baby. And isn't that just like God? Matthew sees Emmanuel ultimately fulfilled years later in Jesus. And Matthew's connection was right on target. Jesus came to connect us with God personally, to bring God so close and personal, his own divine presence, ultimately, continually in our lives, road tripping with us, bringing us forgiveness of our sins, character transformation from the inside out, divine leadership for life, motivation to holiness, motivation to new goals and new dreams, a new way to do life altogether. Fresh strength for our daily struggles and hardships and challenges, and the fullness of his Spirit each step of the way, day by day. Emmanuel, he came to free us from our fears. King Jesus came, think on it again, King Jesus came, God with us, to bring us his peace. Our greatest fears versus God with us. For the likes of ancient characters, Enoch, Abraham, Hagar, Moses, Rahab, Joshua, Ruth, Daniel, all those in the great colorful story, the tapestry of God's story, Isaiah, eventually Mary and Joseph, and now us, each of us today, peace in the loving, real, genuine presence of King Jesus. So a very foundational question. Very foundational question. A Christmas time question. Have you connected with God like this? Have you connected with God like this? Have you been rescued, delivered from your sins and received his passionate, loving salvation, the peace that Jesus offers you? Jesus. His name means the Lord saves. Acts 4 and verse 12. Says salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. That's how wonderful Jesus is. That's how powerful, that's how life-giving, that's how destiny-changing Jesus is. No other name. And you can know his saving rescue from your guilt and your fear. You can be freed from your sins and experience his joyous power. And that personal daily connection with Jesus, you simply and boldly and deep from your heart call on his name. You call on his name, Romans 10, verses 9 through 13. Romans 10, 9 through 13 explains that we believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouths. We believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouths. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Jesus is the one who enters our lives and road trips with us and makes that lasting difference. Have you called on the name of Jesus? Seriously, I want you to ask yourself right now. It is the most foundational life question, the biggest, best, brightest Christmas time question ever. Have you called on the name of Jesus? Have you called on him to forgive you? Have you called on him to deliver you? Have you called on him to come and be your Emmanuel? I urge you, you can pause right now. You can pause right now and from the depths of your heart, believe and confess him as your Savior, your Lord, your own Emmanuel. Do it now. Do it right now. Much of life can be summed up like this. Our greatest fears versus God with us. Think about how much of life boils down to that. Your greatest fears and God with us, Emmanuel. Will you choose to risk it and join Jesus' mission? Joseph had a choice to make. Think about it. He had a choice to make. He could play it safe. He could break off his engagement to Mary and keep his image intact, or he could go God's way. He had a choice to make. Joseph was a carpenter by trade. Matthew 13:55 shows us. Matthew 13:55 reflects that reality, that he was a carpenter by trade, and we see his future life that he had with Mary and with Jesus and with their other children. Joseph chose to take action via what he did and what he did not do. He could have succumbed to fear, but he chose to risk it. To risk it. Matthew 1, verses 24 and 25 say, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Joseph let his difficult choices, what to do and what not to do, be guided and motivated and stirred and strengthened by the reality that God was with him. That reality, that peace, Emmanuel, God road tripping with him made all the difference in what he chose to do and not do. This Christmas, our Christmas time, 2020, God is calling each of us to obey with full-hearted devotion, to risk it, like Joseph risked it, to join him on the road trip, to join him on his mission. We can join him with peace and courage because he is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus came, God with us. King Jesus came, God with us, to bring us his peace. So how can we truly join Jesus? Today, into this afternoon and the week and the weeks and days to come and the rest of 2020 and into 2021, how can we truly join Jesus, our Emmanuel, and know his peace this Christmas? Well, I want to challenge you as we wrap up this morning to consider three warm welcomes you can make. Three warm welcomes you can make. First, welcome him into your own personal world. We talked about it earlier. Believe from the depths of your heart and confess him. Confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Welcome him into your own personal world. In heartfelt prayer, invite him. Invite him. Confess him with your mouth. Ask his gracious forgiveness of your sins and invite him to become your king, the leader and the focal point of your world. Soak in the wonder of his birth, his life, his death on the cross for you, and his powerful resurrection, proving he is indeed the king. Welcome him into your world and thank him. Thank him that he went to the Christmas tree for you, for me, for us. Welcome him like that. Welcome him into your Christmas plans. Yes, welcome him into your own world, but welcome him into your Christmas plans. Would you dare to get that specific about Jesus this week? to welcome him into your Christmas plans. Think about everything you do in the next week plus with Jesus in mind. Well, what if you picked up that challenge for the road trip starting today and into this coming week? To think on Jesus every mile, every inch of the journey, Jesus in mind. So as you finish buying gifts, if you still have some of that craziness to take on, as you wrap those gifts, would you pray for those receiving them that they might encounter his peace? What would it be like in shopping and in wrapping to pray for the precious people going to receive those gifts? To pray personally and specifically that his peace and his hope would come into their lives in greater ways. Ask Christ to bless them. To bless them really, really good. I mean, not just a little. Like serious blessing of heart and soul and body and strength and protection and perspective. When's the last time you prayed a really big blessing prayer for those you're giving Christmas gifts to? Oh, there's no doubt about it. What you're giving them is probably really precious and special, but what would it be like to pray blessing, big blessing? I mean, really, really, like you know, Lord, bless them really big, really good, with strength and with joy and with hope and with that peace that will blow them away and blow away their normal understanding. And in all of your interaction points, ask Jesus to go with you on the trip and impact others through you with his love and his peace flowing through you in the coming days, in this Christmas week coming up. So as you celebrate, would you place some things in front of you as triggers to remind you to welcome Jesus right there? This pine cone and scripture verse, if you're going to drop by a church tomorrow evening to pick up a Christmas Eve bundle, these will be in the bundles, and they have the 1 Peter 2:24. He took our sins, he bore our sins on the cross, on the tree for you, for me, for us, so we could be freed from our sins. Will you take these along and let them trigger for you gratitude to King Jesus and trigger how you will pray for others? There may be other things that you want to put in your path this week to remind you of Jesus' presence and his power and his peace in your life. God with you. And one more big welcome. Not only welcome Jesus into your world and welcome him to go with you in your Christmas plans all week long, but one more big welcome. Welcome others. Welcome others to encounter Emmanuel. I invite you to invite others to join our Christmas Eve services online, and it's as easy as a click. It's as easy as a text. It's as easy as a hit share. You can pick up Christmas Eve bundles tomorrow evening, or you can ask for one to be delivered to you. It's starter stuff. Starter stuff to spark a fresh awareness of Emmanuel, his presence. You can share with friends and family who need real hope and love and that peace that Jesus offers. And the truth is, friends, more than ever, we're in that kind of time. We're in one of those pivotal moments in personal history and in the grand story of God, where more than ever, every one of us has the opportunity, the choice to make. Will we let our fears take over? Will we let fear rule and reign in our lives? Or will we let Jesus, our Emmanuel, come and be our Prince of Peace? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you so much that we can welcome you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much that we can welcome you into our personal world. Thank you that we can welcome you into our plans for this Christmas week. Thank you so much Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for the fulfillment of your long-range story, these big, colorful brushstrokes in your story. Thank you for the thread of grace. Thank you for the huge, colorful thread of your presence with us. Thank you for such a desire to road trip with us, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We ask you to indeed go with us this week. We welcome you. We welcome you every step of the way, Lord Jesus. We welcome you and your presence with us. Thank you that you are our peace. Amen.